Well, well, well. I didn't expect a fellow lapdog of the church to look so healthy. Oh, don't get up. I'll just slide into this booth and have a seat across from you. There. What makes me think you're healthy? Well, for one, you're drinking water at a bar, darling. Oh, I'm not mocking you. Quite the opposite. I think it's fantastic when humans stay hydrated. Look at you. Those veins in your arm are flush and puffy. Such vitality. Does your church know you walk around like this? Like what? With your sleeves rolled up and your gorgeous forearms on display? Oh, especially on a night like tonight. The moon is bright enough to cast a shadow. Everything looks beautiful. Did I lick my lips? Excuse my table manners. It's been a long time since I played at mortal niceties. Won't you help me? We're going to be working together after all. That's very kind of you. Since you're feeling generous, why don't you let me kiss your wrist? The journey here was long and I'm so thirsty. Oh, don't leer across the table at you. Or what? Did you just cast a spell on your glass of water? That's not very threatening. Holy water! You scoundrel! You blessed it. It's alarming how easily you did that, you know. What do you mean it serves me right? I paid you a compliment, you... Fine. Let's try this again. You know, I've spent centuries eating humans rather than conversing with them. You could give me a break. I'm supposed to introduce myself. Oh. Right. My name is Vesper. Yes, my name is Vesper. What's yours, human? Ah, nice name. The modern ones are so pretty. What does it mean? I see. Yes, I'm your contact and your expert for your, well, our mission here. I have to say, I thought the church would send some withered priest who'd never seen the light of day. Instead, they sent, well, you. What's that supposed to mean? It's not false flattery. You are the picture of mortal health, my dear. Believe me, I'm an expert. Mortals never know their worth. When we finished our mission, promise me you'll take a long look when we get to a mirror that works. I could go on, in fact. Your cheeks have a warm glow, your eyes are clear, your teeth look strong. I don't see many priests who look like you. If you had any armor on, I'd swear you were a paladin. You're a monk. I don't know if I've ever spoken with a human monk before. You don't leave the church often. That explains it. Do all monks look as you do? Maybe I should visit. Oh, don't frown. Like I said, it's been a while. Mortal niceties and all. You want to get down to business. Very well. Tell me what you know of our situation so far, darling. What is this? It's from the church, I can tell by the seal. My orders? Gods, they're pushy. To think I've lowered myself like this. Can you imagine taking orders from a human? Well, I suppose you could. All right. Well. Yes, it says I must help you to the full extent of my abilities on our mission. I can't kill anyone, and I mustn't lie to you. What? Keep reading. And if I don't comply, you will kill me. Ah. Well, that leads me to believe you're quite formidable, then. Do you think you could take me, darling? Paralyze me with a stake in the heart? Leave me out in the sun just to hear me scream? Oh, I like that answer. So confident. Oh, stop glowering. It's fine. Come with me if you've finished your... water. I'll show you the issue with this place and fill you in. You'd be surprised. For such a backwater town, they certainly have a big problem. Right. For context, this little town was under the domain of a powerful, reclusive vampire named Bora the Hidden. No, Bora. As in, you now have to listen to this boring backstory. At least the moon is still bright. We'll walk and talk. That's a very mortal thing to do, right? Oh, don't look so shocked about a vampire ruling an area. This far from the Empire, your human laws don't carry much weight. Now I'm really gonna knock your socks off. Many vampires claim domains and demand tributes. In exchange, they keep the humans within safe from harm. You can close your mouth, darling. It's an arrangement as old as time. Let me get the door for you. What kind of tributes? Oh, you are a bit sheltered. Humans, usually. No younger than 20, but no older than 40. My understanding is that Bora allowed the townspeople to volunteer to be taken by her. That's generous and a bit uncommon. Usually we just take the ones we like. You'd be gone in an instant. How many? She took one human a year. Now that is an excellent question. She did, in fact, take volunteers who were in poor health. So, we can infer... Correct. It's safe to assume these volunteers weren't kept alive for long. Exactly. What else? I wouldn't hold out on you, darling. You have my full cooperation under the threat of death, remember? Here's the wrinkle, the rub, if you will. Bora had been doing this for nearly two centuries with no problems. She was seen once a year at the summer solstice. She took her volunteer, renewed her pledge to keep her domain safe, then vanished. Get to the point. My, aren't you anxious? I thought monks were supposed to be patient. Fine. This year, she didn't show up to take her tribute. And who cares, right? She was a worthless bloodsucker. Maybe some brave, fearless hero like yourself vanquished her. You're right. Something did happen. Something that frightened the church enough to send you And I'll show you. Follow me. Or don't. Just stop and look out at the lake. It's fine. It's not as if I'm in a rush to help you before daybreak or anything. Why are you squinting suspiciously at the lake? Yes, there's an island in the middle of it. Do the townsfolk go there? To the lake island? I don't believe so, no. I'm sure there's some superstition. You can see there's nothing there. It's just flat land, darling. You think there's an illusion on the island? How can you be sure? There's a shadow on the ground, even though there's nothing to cast one. What? Yes, I can see the shadow too. It's large. But until you pointed it out, I missed it entirely. What magic do you have? Your god empowers you to see in the dark. Impressive. But you can't see color. Ah, it's all shades of gray for me, too. There must be a magic concealing whatever structure is hidden. An island out in the middle of the lake. I can gift you true sight for only a moment. Though you'd have to let me get close. And I'd cover your pretty eyes with my hand. Do it. My. What an order. Very well. Come here. My hand is cold. Deal with it. Close your eyes. Shadows part, illusions fade. See the world as it was made. There. Did you just gasp? What? What? What is hidden on the island? Some kind of underground entrance? Fantastic. We're too far away to get a good look. Another problem. No, nothing about this was mentioned to me. There's nothing else. Just a structure and stone steps leading underground. Ugh. Wait, don't turn around. Wait for the spell to pass. because if you look at a vampire with true sight, you'll go mad. I thought all humans know that. Knowledge lost to time. I am old, but it doesn't matter. Are your eyes correct? Good. Follow me. I'll show you to our first problem. Look at you, such a brave monk, following a vampire into a darkened warehouse at the edge of town. And there's a torch on the wall. You'll want to see this in detail and color. Trust me. These paintings are all stored improperly. That's the first thing you say? No, darling. Those are all mirrors. Every surviving mirror in the town, actually. Well, the townspeople smashed all the others. And can't say I blame them. I don't have a reflection, but I would have done the same. The rest were put face down on the ground like that. Proof of the phenomenon, I expect. Well, I'd want someone to believe me. Go on, lift one up and have a look. It's disturbing, but not dangerous. Aren't you calm and collected? I can see why the church sent you. No reflection, even for a mortal. Just the sight of some... keep? Castle? I can't be sure. Oh, you don't know the half of it, darling. Put your hand through the looking glass. No, I have to do it. Very well. But I'm hurt you don't trust me. See? It serves as a portal. You could step right through. Lift up the other mirrors if you wish. They all lead to the same place. Stone walls and a bit of nondescript tapestry hanging off them. Although, maybe these mirror portals lead to the underground entrance we saw on the lake. No? How can you be sure? The stone is entirely different. Ah, you're right. I see a mirror. A window through the mirror. Though it offers no other clues. This place through the looking glass is certainly above ground. Oh, what a deduction you've made, darling. You're smart and healthy. Stop it. My girlish heart is going to burst from attraction. Stop flirting and speak plainly. I'm saying you're right. This phenomenon with the mirrors happened the day after Bora the Hidden failed to make her annual appearance and collect her tribute. Curious, isn't it? Was she using the humans she took to stave off some kind of curse? An interesting theory. Well, I am to follow your lead, darling monk. Technically, the church ordered us to investigate the mirrors. They've turned into portals overnight, leading to some kind of castle. But there's also the matter of the hidden underground entrance, concealed with magic on an island in the middle of a lake, in the very same town. I think it's likely they're related. It's too strange otherwise. Where do we go? Through the looking glass, or into the hidden underground entrance? I leave it to you. Where you go, I will follow.